弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好，我们注意看罗马书的一章十六到十七节。
Let us pay attention to Romans, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
我读给大家听。
I'll read it to you.
保罗说，我不以福音为耻，这个福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希尼人，因为神的义，注意哈，神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Paul said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is God's power for the salvation of everyone who believes, of the Jew first and of the Greek as well.For in the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
十六节最重要的话就是这个福音是神的大能。
The key point of verse 16 is that it is, the gospel is the power of God.
换句话说，我们理解这个福音的来源是出自于神。
In other words,The origin of the gospel is from God.
那神为什么要给我们人类福音呢？
Why God gave us this gospel?
他的目的说要救一切愿意相信的人吗？
The purpose is to bring salvation to everyone who are willing to believe.
所以福音可以说是神的主动和人的回应。
Therefore, the gospel includes God's initiative and man's response.
我们都知道福音的主角是耶稣。
We all know that the leading role of the gospel is Jesus.
福音的内容就是耶稣的五件大事。
The contents of the gospel are about the five facts of Jesus.
啊，很容易记，你看我的手指头就知道了。
It's really easy to remember. Just look at my hand.
就是耶稣的生，耶稣的死，耶稣的复活，耶稣的升天和耶稣的再来，五件大事。
Birth of Jesus, death of Jesus, resurrection of Jesus, ascension of Jesus, and second coming of Jesus, these five facts.
那耶稣的这五件大事和我们地球上的每一个人都大有关系的。
These five facts of Jesus have a lot to do with everyone on earth.
所以我们常常说我们的信仰就是一个关系的互动嘛。
That's why we always say that our belief is an interactive relationship.
福音对于信的人就是好消息啊。
The gospel is a good news for believers.
但是福音对于不信的人就变成了坏消息啊。
But a bad news for unbelievers.
请看十七节。
Look at verse 17.
这里讲到，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
Verse 17 says, For in the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed.
请问为什么神的义要在这福音上显明出来呢？
Why is God's righteousness being revealed in the gospel?
很多人以为啊，福音就是单单为着人的好处而已。
Most people suppose that the gospel is merely for the benefit of man.
却忽略了一个非常重要的真理。
But ignore an important truth.
那就是神自己的公义，神的公义要借着这个福音表现出来。
That is, in the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed.
所以今天的题目就是神的义和人到底有什么关系呢？
So today's topic is the relationship between God's righteousness and man.
我们看到这个图表就帮助我们清楚了。
Let us see the picture which will help us understand.
就是中间这个层面就是福音和人的关系。
The aspect in the middle is that the relationship between the gospel and...
那你看到最上面最上一层的是神自己的公义。
The aspect at the top is God's righteousness.
神的公义要透过中间这个福音赐给人。
God's righteousness will be given to people through the gospel.
所以我们理解到呢，这个因为神不仅仅是慈爱的，同时他也是公义的神。
Because God is not only loving, but also perfectly just.
这个道理很容易理解嘛。
It's really easy to understand.
想一想看，如果神只讲爱而没有公义的话。
Think about it. If God only talked about love without righteousness.
啊，就像做父母的，就是啊，单单溺爱孩子，纵容孩子们犯罪。
Just like a parent, doting on their child.
现今是不是有很多的这个只有一个小孩子的？哇，不但是父母溺爱啊，这个祖父祖母非常集三千宠爱于一身呢。
We have a lot of only child in this society. Not only their parents dote on them, but also their grandparents.
结果怎么样呢？
So what's the result?
小孩子就无法无天嘛。
The kids just do whatever they want.
结果是害了孩子。
The result is only to harm these children.
但是如果神只有公义而没有慈爱的话呢？
If God only had righteousness,and no love.
那我们所有的人通通完了，通通我们的结局就是地狱的永火。
Then everyone would end up in the eternal fire in Hades.
但是我们要感谢赞美神，因为神不仅仅是慈爱的，同时他也是公义的。
Fortunately, God is both loving and righteous.
福音是要拯救人，没有错。
It's true that the gospel.Want to save us.
但是我们不要忘记了，福音也是因为神的公义，要借着这个福音来彰显他自己的公义，这一点我们要明白。
But we also need to understand that God's righteousness is also revealed in the gospel.
那神的慈爱大家都听过很多了。
We all have heard a lot about God's love.
所以今天早上就多讲一点神的公义。
So today we are going to talk a little bit more about God's righteousness.
为什么神的公义这么重要？
Why it is so important to talk about God's righteousness?
为什么神的公义和我们有关系呢？
Why does God's righteousness have to do with us?
我们来复习一下这个希伯来书的九章二十二节。
Let us review Hebrews chapter 9 verse 22.
那里讲到，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
讲到神的公义，一定要讲到人的罪嘛。
When we are mentioning God's righteousness, we have to mention human sin.
因为这个罪必须要付上生命的代价。
Because sin has to be paid with life.
谁去付呢？
By whom?
大家都知道答案了。
We all know the answer.
竟然是完全无罪的耶稣，他替我们成为了代罪的羔羊嘛。
Unexpectedly, by Jesus, who is perfectly innocent, who became the Lamb of Atonement.
那耶稣死在十字架上，来满足神公义的要求。
Jesus' death on the cross fulfilled God's demand for righteousness.
所以说神的公义要在这个福音上显明出来。
That is why God's righteousness is revealed in the gospel.
其实这是第一个最重要的真理。
Actually, this is the first important truth.
当然同时第二个就是神的大爱也透过耶稣的牺牲表达出来了。
Meanwhile, the second truth is that God's great love or salvation is shown through Jesus' sacrifice.
由此可见，当我们传福音的时候，我们必须要说明神的慈爱和公义的平衡。
So when we preach the gospel, we must spell out the balance between God's love and righteousness.
神的慈爱中有公义，神的公义中也有慈爱。
There is righteousness in God's love, and there is love in God's righteousness.
那十字架的这两大真理，我们必须要掌握得好。
We need to strike a balance between these two truths.
那今天成功神学的问题是他们只讲神的慈爱。
The problem of prosperity theology is that they only talk about God's love.
他们只讲神的祝福
and God's blessing.
但是他们却不讲神的公义，当然也不讲神的审判嘛。
Without mentioning God's righteousness and judgment.
对不起，这是偏离正道的教导，是完全错误的。
This teaching has veered off the right way. It's completely wrong.
所以我们理解，我们需要从十字架的角度来看。
Therefore, we need to see the gospel through the aspect of the cross.
就是耶稣基督是为全人类而死的。
Jesus died for the whole human being.
他为全人类而死的原因是要他去平息上帝公义的愤怒。
The reason why Jesus had died for all mankind is that he has to appease God's anger.
就是先要让上帝不要生气。
He has to appease God's anger first.
然后父神看在耶稣的基督的面子上，把对于凡是愿意悔改相信的人，把我们算为义人。
Then God the Father, for Jesus' sake, counts all who repent and believe as righteous.
因此，我们就从罪人的身份转变成为义人的身份。
Therefore, we go from being sinners to being righteous.
那我们要牢记呢，这样的结果是完全于归功于耶稣基督的十字架。
The cross of Jesus Christ should take the credit for this result.
所以我们说福音的标志就是耶稣的十字架。
That is why the sign of the gospel is the cross of the Lord Jesus.
那你如果愿意接受耶稣做救主，恭喜你啊！
If you are willing to accept Jesus as your Savior, congratulations.
福音对你就是一个好消息嘛。
The gospel is a good news for you.
但是如果你的回应是坚决不相信，打死都不信的话。
But if your response is a firm unbelief, even to the point of death.
那这个好消息就变成了一个坏消息嘛。
Then the good news turns into the bad news.
不但不是福音，而且变成了祸因。
Not a gospel at all, but a curse.
那为什么会这样子呢？
Why did this happen?
那是因为你自己的选择。
It's all because of your own choice.
你需要明白神是何等盼望你选择得救呢？
You need to know that how God wants you to choose salvation.
但是如果你拒绝福音，神也不会勉强你的。
But if you choose to refuse the gospel, God won't force you.
举例说明吧。
For example,
特别在夏天呢，在加州啊，这个有很多的大火。
Especially in summer in California, there are a lot of fire in.
特别是那些住在山上的人。
Especially people who lives in the mountain.
啊，人喜欢住在山上，因为有啊很好看的风景啊。
A lot of people like to live in the mountain because of the beautiful mountain view.
问题是，一旦山上的森林发生大火的话
，But the problem is that once the forest on the mountain is on fire,
哇，整片的山那个大火情况就很危急了嘛。
The situation is really dangerous.
消防队员肯定就要赶紧要你赶快撤离逃命嘛。
The firemen would ask you to evacuate and run for your life.
消防队员用各种的方法想要抢救你的生命。
The firemen will use everything they can to save your life.
他们苦口婆心的劝你。
And they tried very hard to persuade you.
但是你老兄呢，就是非常的固执，就是不肯走。
But you just refuse to leave.
所以是你的选择，你的决定。
So it's your choice and your decision.
结果当这个大火烧到你家门口的时候，你能怪谁呢？
As a result, when the fire reaches your doorstep, who can you blame?
因此我们要牢牢记得神的心意，他是愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦嘛。
We need to keep in mind the will of God, who wants all people to be saved, not wanting anyone to perish.
换句话说，神是何等愿意来帮助你，但是你不要。
In other words, how God wants to help you, but you just say no.
那么神也不会勉强你，神更不会来求你。
God won't force you, let alone beg you.
今天我们的定位要搞清楚。
Today we need to figure out our situation.
就是我们这些渺小的人需要神的救恩。
We little people need God's salvation.
被造的人需要创造的神来释放我们。
The created man needs to be set free by the Creator.
就是从这个罪的捆绑当中得到自由嘛。
We need to get freedom from the bondage of sin.
使我们能够出黑暗，进入光明的国度。
It leads us from darkness to light.
帮助我们内在的生命可以完全被神来改变。
It helps the inner life of us to be changed by God.
相信很多弟兄姐妹看过很多各式各样的见证。
Our brothers and sisters must have heard a lot of witnesses.
故事不同，却有一个共同点。
The stories might not be the same, but there is the same point.
就是凡是遇见耶稣的人，凡是称耶稣为主的人，他们的生命都被主所改变。
People who know Jesus, who accept Jesus as their Savior, their life has been changed by Jesus.
这个千千万万的见证说明了我们的神是又真又活，而且具有大能来改变人的生命。
All these testimonies just told us the simple truth that our God is the true living God who has the power to change our life.
罗马书三章二十三节，大家都很熟悉了。
We are all familiar with Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
那里说到世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，怎么办呢
？All have sinned and continue to fall short of God's glory. Then what's the remedy?
所以在罗马书十七一章十七这样这里说嘛。
So Romans chapter 1 verse 17 tells us.
因为神的义，神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是神的义，本于人的信，以至于信到底，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The righteous will live by faith."
这个神的义在这福音上。显明出来，显明的原文是现在的时态。
In the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed. The verb reveal in the text used present progressive.
所以是表明一个持续不断的动作。
Indicating a continuing action.
换句话说，就是神的义要透过这个福音拯救人的行动，持续不断的表现出来。
In other words, God's righteousness keeps being revealed in the action of salvation through the gospel.
如果有人问你说
If someone asks you,
为什么神的义要透过这个福音表现出来呢
Why does God's righteousness have to be revealed in the gospel?
你的答案是什么呢
What is your answer?
我的答案提供你做参考。
My answer can be a reference for you.
因为我们人靠自己是没有办法称义的。
Because us, human, cannot be justified by ourselves.
而且我们人靠自己的善行也不能被神称为义的。
Nor can we be justified by God by our own good deeds.
因为神要求的义是完整的义，完全的义。
For the righteousness God requires is intact and perfect.
请问世界上有没有这样的人呢
Do you think there is such kind of person in this world?
没有吗
No.
世界上没有一个完美的人
There is no perfect man in the world.
除了耶稣基督以外
Except Jesus Christ.
难怪罗马书三章二十三节说得好，因为世人都犯了罪。亏欠了神的荣耀。
No wonder Romans chapter 3 verse 23 tells us that since all have sinned and continue to fall short of God's glory.
因为我们人原来是按照神的形象造的。
Because we are created according to God's image.
但是因为亚当夏娃犯罪了，我们就亏欠了，失去了啊，这个神原来荣美的形象。
Because Adam and Eve sinned, all of us have fall short of God's glory and the beautiful image of God.
所以从亚当犯罪以后，我们每个人都有罪的 DNA 了。
So after Adam sinned, we all have the DNA of sin.
而且在人内在的本质里面，根本就没有义。
And there is no righteousness existing in the inner nature of human being.
人的里面没有义，怎么会行出来所谓人的义呢？没有。
There is no righteousness in man, not to mention to live it out.
那怎么办呢？
So what's the remedy?
只好来领受从神来的义嘛。
We can only receive righteousness from God.
简单的说就是恢复与神的一个正当的关系。
Simply put, it is to restore a proper relationship with God.
也就是亚当夏娃犯罪以前那一个和谐美好的关系。
A harmonious relationship that existed before Adam and Eve sinned.
你要知道，在亚当夏娃犯罪以前，他是内心是完全纯洁的，是无瑕的，没有一点杂念的。
Before Adam and Eve sinned, their heart are pure and holy.
难怪主耶稣在新约也教导我们说，要我们回转像小孩子的模样。
No wonder Jesus teach us to turn into the
小孩子特性是什么呢？
What's the characteristics of little children?
他们很单纯啊。
They are so innocent.
啊，不像大人呢，非常的诡诈 ，right?
Not like adults who have a complicated minds.
所以我们了解到，要恢复与神的一个和谐美好的关系，是神的终极目标。
We need to know that to restore a proper relationship with God is the ultimate goal of the relationship between God's righteousness and man.
那如果有人问你说，那我如何才能够得着神给我的义呢？
If someone asks you, how can I receive God's righteousness?
你的答案是什么呢？
What is your answer?
好，有具备两大条件，我们看一下 PPT.
There are two prerequisites.
第一个就是你自己要为自己的罪来悔改。
First, you need to repent yourself of your sins.
第二个，你就是要用信心来接受耶稣的救恩。
Second, accept Jesus' salvation in faith.
这样我们就理解到了这个罗马书一章十七节所说的话。
In this way, we can understand the second half of verse 17.
特别是这下半节说这个义。是出于人的信心，而且是持续到底的信心。
The second half of verse 17 says, "A righteousness that is by faith and lasts to the end."
就如哈巴谷书所说的，义人必因信得生。
Just as what the book of Habakkuk says, "The righteous shall live by faith."
因着你的信心而得到一个新的生命嘛。
By your faith, a new life is received.
由此可见呢，这个救恩是两方面的配合。
So it can be seen that salvation is the cooperation of the two sides.
是神先，注意啊，是神先给人福音，然后人用信心去回应，去接受耶稣做主。
God first gave man the gospel, then man received Jesus as Savior by his own faith. The cooperation of the two sides makes you be saved.
从此以后就因信称义，成为一个义人。
From then on, you become a righteous person by faith.
恢复了与神一个正常美好的关系。
And you have reconciled with God in a right relationship.
所以我们随时随地可以祷告呼求亲爱的阿爸父嘛。
That's why we can pray to the Lord and call him Abba Father.
这就是神的义和人关系的连结。
This is the connection of God's righteousness and man.
那我们继续来看一章的十八到十九节。
Let us continue with verse 18 and 19.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡骄傲的人、阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
For God's wrath is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and wickedness of those who in their wickedness surprise the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God himself has made it plain to them.
十八节讲到原来神的愤怒。
Verse 18 tells us God's anger.
前面保罗才讲到福音啊。
Paul just mentioned the gospel.
所以福音不是全部都是讲爱而已吗？
So the gospel is not only about love.
福音 前面保罗讲的一个开头，他继续讲，他说原来十八节，原来是接着前面的十六节、十七节讲到十八节，说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上。
Paul continues with verse 18 that God's wrath is being revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and wickedness of those.
那我们看见什么呢？
So what can we see here?
原来神是会发怒的。
God can get angry.
你不要把神当作好好先生，永远都是笑嘻嘻的，永远不生气的，不是那样子的。
God don't think that God won't get angry.
好，我们看诗篇103篇第八节。
Let us see Psalm 103 verse 8.
耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
The Lord is compassionate and gracious.
不轻易
and abundant.
不轻易发怒并不表示神不会发怒。
God is slow to anger, which doesn't mean that God won't get angry.
神当然不会为小事情发怒。
God won't get angry upon little trivial things.
但是大事情神一定会非常震怒的。
It must be very serious when God gets angry.
神之所以非常震怒的一个原因，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
The reason for God's wrath is the people who surprise the truth by their wickedness.
请问大家，从古到今，世界上有没有行不义、阻挡真理的人呢？
Is there anyone from ancient times to the present who surprise the truth by their wickedness?
有没有啊？有，多得很吧。
The answer is yes, and quite a few.
就是看看我们今天在美国的这些乱象吧。
Just look at the chaos of the society in America right now.
偷、骗、打、杀，到处都是嘛。
Theft, cheating, fighting, and killing are everywhere.
还好昨天晚上我们downtown没有发生什么大事哈，本来是有一点危险的。
There is no big events last night in downtown Louisville.
我们看见就是坏人，他们的恶势力很大。
We can see that the evil men and their vicious powers are very influential.
他们就是专门来这个欺压良善的人嘛。
They oppress the good.
每天你听到的、看到的坏消息远远多过于好消息。
Each day, you see and hear far more bad news than good news.
更糟糕的还是，就是有一些人，他们打着很好听的名号，去做一些违法乱纪的事情。
What is worse, there are some people who commit illegal acts in the name of good.
这就是主耶稣说的嘛，假冒伪善。
This is just what Jesus said, hypocrisy.
也就是保罗这里说的，他们自己行不义， 而且还要去阻挡真理。
It is also what Paul said here. Not only do they do evil, but they also surprise the truth.
换句话说，他们不但自己不肯悔改，而且变本加厉的越来越邪恶。
In other words, not only do they repent, they are getting worse and worse.
有些专家预测，这个疫情如果还不消退，或者这个美国的越来越多，现在有15个城市，越来越多的城市继续动荡不安的话，越来越多的人会得忧郁症。
Experts just predict that if the situation of coronavirus 19 won't get better, more and more people will get depression.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹，包括网上在收看的，我们大家多一点警醒祷告。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to pray more.
靠着主的恩典，我们能够度过这个难关。
So with God's mercy, we can go through this difficulty.
那我们晓得，当上帝造人的时候呢，都给人每一个人有一颗良心。
We all know that when God created man, He gave him conscience.
其实良心是会说话的。
Actually, the conscience can speak.
而且上帝给人有一个判断对错的能力。
And God also gave man the ability to tell right from wrong.
比方说，谁都知道说谎是不好的嘛。
For example, everyone knows lying is bad.
存心欺骗别人也是不对的。
Deliberately deceiving others is wrong.
做假见证是神不喜悦的嘛。
A false testimony displeases God.
有人说现在的假新闻满天飞呀。
Someone says that there are a lot of fake news.
我们看到什么新闻，第一个反应要查一查这个消息的来源正不正确啊。
When we see a news, we need to search the origin of this news.
30年前的时代，好像大家不会有这么紧张戒备的心态嘛。
30 years ago, people don't have this kind of attitude towards news.
现在大家就不知不觉的，第一个反应说，这个新闻是真的吗？这个新闻的来源可靠吗？要去查一查才放心吧。
But now the first reaction of us is to search the origin of the news, then we can believe it.
那说明了什么呢？
What does it tell us?
所以到了末世的时代，这些骗的、抢的、偷的、杀的、乱七八糟、不法的事情越来越多嘛。
So in these last ages, all those illegal things are more and more in the world.
还有就是不孝顺父母，甚至苦待自己的父母，是神所厌恶的。
Dishonoring or even mistreating one's parents is an abomination of God.
我们华人常常标榜，我们有5000年文化，多么这个传统优良好的文化。
Our Chinese always say that we have a culture of 5,000 years.
过去多么这个以我们这个孝顺父母这个好的文化很好像很自豪很骄傲的样子。
We feel proud of our good culture.
但是你看看今天社会上的现象呢？
But just look at the phenomenon of the society right now.
苦待自己的父母，对自己的父母不好的很多啊。
There are a lot of people mistreating their parents.
读一读十诫就知道，神祝福那些愿意孝顺父母的，那是我们本来当做的嘛。
Ten Commandments tells us that God blesses people who treat their parents very well.
所以求主帮助我们有这样子的看见。
So we may God help us to have this.
然后呢，我们在罗马书这里看到这一个九节到十节这样说。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
对，对不起，是耶利米书的17章9到10节这样说。
It's in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
好，我来读给大家听。
I'll read it to you.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？我耶和华是监察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人所行的和他所做的结果报应他。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 and 10. The heart is more deceitful than anything. It is incurable. Who can know it? I am the Lord who searches the heart, who tests the inner depths to give to each person according to what he deserves, according to the fruit of his deeds.
耶利米书十七章九节这里说的真的是指出我们的问题。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 really points out our problem.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？
The heart is more deceitful than anything. It is incurable. Who can know it?
有的人道貌岸然，西装笔挺。
Some people just have a very good
有的人出钱啊，修桥修路啊，看起来好像是大好人。
Some people look like a good person because they do a lot of good work.
你不知道他心里的动机是什么。
But you don't know the real intention.
谁能试透呢？
Who can know it?
当然神能够试透嘛。
God can.
因为第十节说，我耶和华是监察人心，试验人肺腑的，而且要照个人所行的和他所做事的结果来报应他。
Verse 10 tells us, I am the Lord who searches the heart, who tests the inner depths to give to each person according to what he deserves, according to the fruit of his deeds.
大家要牢记，这就是神公义的审判。
We have to keep in mind that this is the righteous judgment of God.
我们继续来看诗篇的第七篇十到十一节。
And in Psalms chapter 7, verse 10 and 11,
我们一起读一下哈，一起来。
Let us read together.
神是我的盾牌，他拯救心里正直的人。神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
God is my shield, the one who delivers the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who is angry with sinners every day.
第九节和第十节是一个明显的对比嘛。
Verse 10 and 11 are a stark contrast.
神拯救，上帝拯救心里正直的人嘛。
God delivers the upright in heart.
然后神却是天天向恶人发怒的神。
But displays his wrath to the wicked every day.
坏人做的事有的时候真的是丧尽天良。
What bad people do is really unconscionable.
比如说很多小女孩，很多小男孩被逼做供给这些成人，成为一个发泄的工具。
For example, many little girls and even boys are forced to act as adult outlets.
如果这些小女孩或者小男孩不听话，就毒打他一顿。
When the kids rebel against them, they will be beaten.
或者不给他饭吃。
Or deprived of food.
所以这些小女孩非常可怜，就变成了摇钱树嘛。
So these poor children are turned into cash cows.
你如果上网搜一搜。你知道这个 pornography 在整个地球上是多大的一个 business 吗？
If you search online, you will see that pornography is a great bit, a big business in the world.
上个礼拜我看到一个很可怕的新闻。
I saw a terrible news last week.
在亚洲的一个乡村。
In a village in Asia.
竟然有人把母性的红毛猩猩把它用铁链锁起来。
Someone even chained a orangutan.
然后啊，毒打他，不给他饭吃，把他逼成供给这个男人作为一个发泄的工具。
The female orangutan is beaten and turned into an outlet for perverted men.
连动物人都要去摧残他，去蹂躏他。
Even the animals cannot escape.
你说神能够不发怒吗？
Do you think God can still go on without wrath?
你说神能够不审判吗？
And without judgment?
所以神必按照他的公义来审判万民吗？
So God will judge the peoples for sure according to his righteousness.
因为人心坏到极处。
Because human heart is incurable.
任何邪恶败坏的事情都能够做得出来。
They can do really evil and wicked things.
难怪有人有的时候我们说这个人连畜生都不如啊。
No wonder some people say that this man is no better than the animal.
这也是一个事实。
It's the truth.
我们继续看诗篇的第九篇第八节。
Let us continue with Psalm chapter 9, verse 8.
这里说他就是神，神要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。
It tells us that he will judge the world righteously and make just decision for the people.
弟兄姐妹，还有网上在收看的福音朋友，我们真的要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters and seekers online, we really need to thank God.
因为他是会发怒的神。
For he is a God who can get angry.
他之所以发怒，是一定有他的理由的。
He has absolutely good reasons to be angry.
所以求主帮助我们对神要有一颗敬畏的心。
So we ask the Lord for a reverent heart.
神不仅仅是慈爱的，同时他也是一位绝对公义公平的神。
God is not only loving, but also absolutely just and righteous.
我们要理解，就是我们每一个人每时每刻都活在神的面前的。
Every one of us lives in the presence of God at all times.
我们的动机、我们的思想、我们的言语、我们的行为都活在神的面前。
Our motives, our thoughts, our words and our actions are all presented before the Lord.
对于已经是被称为义的我们，是不是更要谨慎自己的言行呢？
Should we who are already called righteous watch more about our ways?
我们是不是每天都要活出一个好的见证来呢？
Should we live out a good witness every day?
还有就是神所托付给我们的大使命嘛。
Remember also the great mission God has entrusted to us.
我们是不是要更积极的来传扬主给我们的大使命呢？
Should we spread the Lord's gospel more zealously?
雅各书那里说，不仅我们要单单听到，而且要怎么样行道嘛。
The book of James reminds us to be doers of the word and not hearers only.
我们听到的目的，为的就是要行出来，去做，去实践出来，去传福音嘛。
The purpose of listening to the word is to act on it.
今天的题目是神的义和人的关系。
Today's topic is the relationship between God's righteousness and man.
神的公义透过这个福音表达出来。
In the gospel, God's righteousness is being revealed.
这也是我们在接受福音之前为什么要悔改的原因。
And this is why we need to repent before accepting the gospel.
请听主耶稣自己的话，在马可福音一章十四到十五节。
Let us listen to what the Lord Jesus said in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。”
Now after John had been arrested.Jesus went to Galilee and proclaimed the gospel about the kingdom of God. He said, The time is now. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and keep believing the gospel.
可见悔改 是先要悔改，然后接受福音。
It can be seen that the first action is to repent, then you can receive the gospel.
盼望今天的题目，神的义和人的关系，你清楚了。
I hope you all understand the meaning of the relationship between God's righteousness and man.
也盼望你能抓住今天的重点，在以后的日子能够向你的亲朋好友传讲耶稣的福音。
I also hope that you can grasp the key points of today's topic and you can spread the gospels with your relatives and friends.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
敬爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Abba Father, we thank you.
将罗马书摆在我们的面前。
You give us your words in Romans.
让我们明白你的公义要透过这个福音彰显出来。
Make us understand that your righteousness is being revealed through the gospel.
求主造就我们成为基督的精兵。
May God bless us to be the good soldier of Christ.
紧紧地跟随主，能够打一场胜仗。
And follow Jesus Christ.
因为你是得胜再得胜的主。
Because you are a Lord of victory.
因为你是从死里复活的主。
Because you are raised from the dead.
因为你是天上地下一切权柄都是属于你的主。
Because all authorities in heaven and earth belongs to you.
所以我们求主激励我们有一颗爱人灵魂的心。
We pray the Lord that we will have a loving heart.
也抓住你的应许，不要惧怕，应当刚强壮胆。
And hold your promise, don't be afraid.
用各式各样的方法将你的福音传扬出去。
Spread your gospels with all kinds of.
亲爱的主，我们盼望你的再来。
Dear Lord, we hope for your second coming.
我们也谢谢你给我们传福音的机会。
And we thank you that you give us the opportunity to spread the gospel.
让我们有一颗愿意的心。
Give us a willing heart.
愿意按照你的大使命去做。
That we will do according to your great mission.
感谢赞美祷告交托，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.